Yeah. I'm back here to do it again. I don't know. This might be a long-winded rumination, man. I'm going all over the place with it. It's been... I'm doing this, like, a week after... Yeah. Hell, not even a week after, really. Shit. It ain't been that long. Since I've, you know, I've sent my grandmother off. And thanks so much to the guys that, that supported, you know, most notably True Sherm and Father Saunders. Thank you. Thank you both. And, you, Saunders, thank you. You know? I don't know, man. It's just... This is why I value brotherly love a lot more than even romantic love. Than almost just as much as the unconditional love I have for my child. But, that may be another rumination altogether, but really the point of me doing this is, here we are. It makes grandparent number three. Number three that I had to, hear the news of, eulogize, or put in the ground. And this was one hell of a year when it came to that, too. You know? And, I got down there. Ooh-wee. That was a hell of a drive, too. And, it wouldn't have been much without you guys, without your own, without your podcasts or your live streams. Because, yeah, that made getting on the road that much more tolerable. If not greater, I guess, you know. So I'm on this road, man, and, you know, I drive a good... Shit, it had to have been 8, maybe 9. 9 hours. And I gotten almost there, but I knew I had like 3 hours to go. And I started fading in and out. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, hell no. We got to get us to a damn rest stop. And we finally did. We finally did. And I got on over there. And I parked over by it. And, you know, went to sleep. Had a nightmare of a car crash. And I woke up, got back on the road. So I get there. You know, meet my aunt again meet my aunt. You know, and we don't talk as much, and this one is the aunt I might have told you guys, in which she had 2 children, and these 2 children were raised with me and my sister, practically like we were brother and sister, because both her and her sister, my mom, were single mothers at the time. But yeah, I stopped at her house. This is where my mother was. And guys, I'm just going to let it all out. My mother is one of the most vindictive, mean-spirited, cold-hearted, angry, shit-slingingest, toxic black woman you could ever think of. You know, a lot of these bitches out here on they get on their little live streams and shit like that, they're wannabes. They're nowhere near the way my own mother is. You know? Like my man Grin said, these bitches want to be those kind of crass, but they're not even that. You know? It was because of mothers like ours that allowed them to be the pieces of shit they are now. You know? So I'm there, and, I spend my time there, and, you know, first day, well, without a hitch, it was fine. I finally got there. And up the next day where, you know, I'm awake and things are fine. Things are okay. I'm not at all sad by grandmother's passing. I mean, looking at her life, man, from what she told me, from what I saw, she had a rough ass life, okay? You know, much like my aunt, you know, four, mind you, of her children had died before she had, you know? And she made it to almost 85, you know? This coming January would have made her 85, you know? And we go. We make it there. It was quick for the most part. It was quick for the most part. All my cousin was doing, one of the oldest anyway. I think he is the oldest of all of us. And he had, you know, eulogized, did the eulogy. We seen the slides and the pictures and all of this. And as it was going on, my mother barking the orders and all of this shit. And that was why I called her, you know, you're the matriarch now. And then she tells me, well, Otis should be the matriarch out of all of her children. The oldest daughter should be that. Well, no, you are. You carry yourself like you are. And I bet you, you know what? She thinks she is. She thinks she is. Right? That was one crazy little night, though. We've already, you know, put grandmother in the earth. And we come back and to the house. We fellowship. We talk about our fondest memories. And as this conversation's going, there was a lot of emotions, too, between all of them, too. And the only ones that weren't as, you know, shaky-dakey about it was my aunt, you know, and she's tough, man. For real. Tough as nails, don't even begin to describe it. She has worked this same job for about as long as I've been alive. I'm older, though. She hadn't worked this job until like a year, maybe two later, right? And on through this shit, on through this conversation, my cousin and his sister, brother and sister, cousins, they're, you know, the children of the oldest aunt that couldn't make it, by the way. And they talk about their older memories and how they were. And get this, the boy, he gay, the sister, the girl, she a lesbian. A therapist, too, believe it or not. A six-figure nigga. I think I told y'all about that in the bucket, right? And, you know, they talk about their experiences with their parents. And their oldest brother was had by a different father. He was the oldest, and he was had by a different father. And I think it was something that my oldest cousin, I think he had gotten red-pilled rage and probably called into his mom and got after her ass about something. And so they talked about it. And, you know, I was outnumbered here, so I didn't really say much. In fact, I didn't say much. These are drunk people. I don't want to... These are people that are having drinks in them. I'm the soberest one in the fucking room. And I didn't even partake. I mean, shit. I wasn't even tempted to. Proud of myself there, you know? That's another demon I'm trying to slay. So, that's cool. But anyway, the point of this, long story short, at the end of that night, my mother calls herself apologizing. But it's only, you know, it was only an affirmation, I guess, she wanted to get out of her to make herself look like she did what she had to do. And no. That's bullshit. It didn't have to be that way. She was in a good family. She made a good family with my father at first. Military family. Before that, you had the two kids, the husband. Soldier, veteran, combat MOS. That guy. And, bro, I looked at her like, look, and I got tired of her shit because I'm trying to get to bed. You know, I'm tired. I got a long drive ahead of me right now. And I really don't, I don't need this shit. All right. So I just simply tell her, okay, all right, I get it. Okay. But when I said that you were a tyrant, and I did say this, I said to her, when I said that you were a tyrant, that don't make it any less the truth. The damage has been done. You can apologize all you want, but I want to go to bed. And then I took my ass to bed. And so, you know, looking back at my grandmother, you know, and then earlier today, I had listened to a live stream of The Angry Man, right? And he had this toxic baby mama, black baby mama with the bonnet head. You know these, you know, sewn up wig hats, you know. My mom's one of them, by the way. And he talks about the, you know, this incentivization that the government gives to women like this. And I use the term women loosely. You know, to these human beings. And I use that loosely as well. And then on into the live stream, Angry Man said this. Your life, you probably had a really rough life, and you probably were a failure if your mother was mean-spirited, vindictive. And I thought about that, and I'm like, you know, I'm not really seeing much success in my life. Yeah, I graduated with a degree, but so what? Everyone else is. And nowadays, I'm getting passed over for, you know, even entry-level tech jobs, you know. And I graduated from a STEM field, really. And so, I'm failing at almost everything I try, bro. Yeah. So if you guys, you know, so if there's anybody listening to this and you want to diss on me and whatnot, and you say that I'm a loser, you're probably right. But what news are you bringing to me? Am I supposed to be shocked by that news? And yes, my mother was vindictive, still is to this day. You know, a lot of my, you know, if I had behaved badly or oddly in her eyes, I was always, you know, I was often the "you just like your daddy" kid. I was that. Every negative character trait, she would attribute my father's traits onto me. And when I look at the failure, well, the non-success and the successes I don't have, they were because of me, oh yes. But the character traits that I did espouse in those failures sound a lot like my mother, not like my dad. My dad can hold down a military career. My mom, I've only seen her have one job. I only heard of her having two others after that. She didn't work. You know? And she was barely doing mother shit. She let us do all manner of shit. And when, yo, I was originally a latchkey kid. As early as 7, 8 years old. When I knew what the way to school was. I knew what the way to school was. You know what I mean? And I knew where my house was. And I would get in there. And I'd get back. You know, I used to walk my sister back from there. From school. I did when we got into the States, you know. I used to walk my way home. I used to walk home and from school, yeah. And then later, you know, when we moved further from the school, they would pick us up. Well, anyway, this was mainly about the death of a loved one, another death. Rest in peace, Grandma. I mean, she was nice, even too nice, you know. I guess it was because from the combative household I was in, and my mom was the ringleader of that, not my father, not my dad at all. And I wanted to just talk about that. Well, fellas, here today, bucket another, you know, another rumination, another whatever. I'm going to keep on doing these for as long as you want me to do these. And if you've had that, if you had a tough life, man, a blessing is a lesson. And you are above dirt. And just because you are above dirt, it is a good day. And hell, from the looks of this, I need to heed my own advice. All right. Peace.